there's like, it's not really anything for our age range. It's more like for like the older people. I mean, like the shops in the town, they're like more charity shops.
This morning on Radio Suffolk, we had a piece looking at the pros and cons of Stone Market.
One complaint was that there wasn't much for younger people to do. We investigated this and found out various clubs Stone Market has to offer. Our reporter James started at the Leisure Centre and spoke to Steve about what was on offer.
We run courses ourselves, so anything we run ourselves is classed as a course, but clubs are external clubs which basically hire the facility and then they take the money themselves from people that turn up. And ones that come to mind are Stone Market Gym Club, you've got Judo Club Thursday nights, Scorpion Academy, which is kickboxing, karate, various martial arts. You've got Stone Market Aikido Club, Stone Market Striders, which is a running club, Stone Market Fencing on a Sunday. And then we have a number, two or three cricket clubs that come and use our facility as well.
It sounds really positive. Is there a certain age that you aim for around the leisure centre?
No, we try and cater for everybody, but obviously some ages are easier to cater for than others. We seem to have a lot more activities for very young kids and then sort of more for adults, but there does seem to be sort of a bit of a bit thin on the ground sort of for the middle-aged, sort of high school age kids, to be honest.
One way of addressing the situation is the new youth centre opening later this year. We spoke to Ryan, a Stone Market High sixth former, one of the trustees from the Mix.
It's a brand new youth centre being built in Stone Market at the moment. They've spent about £5 million on it, so it's going to be really big and should hopefully be really awesome. And it should be opening in about September.
What age groups do you aim for there?
We're trying to get activities and facilities for like 11 to 19 year olds, but we also are thinking about accepting people up to 25 with disabilities, so they've got something to do as well in Stone Market.
Also, James and Jade visited Riverside Club and spoke to one of the managers about what it is.
Hello, we have Jade here from Stone Market High School, and I'm with Tash from Riverside Entertainment in Stone Market. Hi Tash, what is the main aim of the club?
It's a members-only club, but that just means that you can come down and get free membership, which then allows you to use all of the facilities here. We have a bar area, which we have a DJ on a Friday and Saturday evening, right up until 2 o'clock in the morning, and rocking out some good sounds. We have a function room, which holds up to about 250 people, and we cater for every special occasion, and we can tailor it to your individual needs. We have a snooker hall, which has 6 full-size tables and a pool table.
Is there any specific ages you cater for?
Well, generally, we cater for all ages. All that we really ask for is in the bar area, is that after 7 o'clock at night, we have no under-18s. But we do hold a junior snooker club on a Saturday morning with a coach here. And yeah, we have families come in for something to eat because we do, you know, very reasonably priced bar meals, home cooked meals. So yeah, so really after 7, no under 18s in the bar, but apart from that, all ages.
On the back of that, another youth oriented project opening in April is the John Peel Centre. Priya and Caitlin spoke to Mr. Parker about this.
At the moment, it's going to be open in April, I think it is. So, we're going to try to access as much as we can and see if we can go down there and take groups down there to basically sort of get our guys engaged in stuff that they like and their hobbies, really.
How does it differ from the Leisure Centre and the other clubs in Stone Market?
I think they probably offer a wider range of different activities, really, because obviously sports centres are more sports orientated, whereas this is more sort of outside entertainment, really, and looking at the more media effect than sort of activities where they learn to make magazines and build their own magazines and build up websites and stuff like that. So there's going to be more interactive sort of program, really, I think.
What age group is it aimed at?
And we'll be taking sort of year 9 to 11 pupils down there. We will, so we won't go into 12 and 13 years, but basically hopefully they'll all be able to access that, and there'll be different social ages you access in the centre.
So despite what many teenagers may say about Stone Market, Stone Market does have a lot to offer. Why don't you try it out yourself?